This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Oh, it's just fantastic. Here we go. All right, let's go. Let's get some texts from you. Was it Bobby the Brain Heenan who used to go, "You humanoids"?
Yes.
You humanoids. Bobby the Brain, one of the greatest of all time. I could go overrated, underrated, properly rated over the weekend. Properly rated, the return of the tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
Oh, good.
Quentin loves some wrestling. So, yes, the tribal chief did make a proper return. All right, Susan K., you are first up. What do you have?
I've been thinking about this since Saturday.
Okay.
So I get invited to my best friend Nancy's sister's house in Stillwater. She lives on a little lake, Moonlit Bay. It's a beautiful little place for very wealthy people.
Yes.
So I'm there, and Margie's son says, "Do you want to go on a speedboat?" Right? So, okay, so we walk over to the neighbor.
How big is the bay? What would it be comparable?
It's smaller. It's like okay. Cedar Lake, maybe Medicine okay. Lake. It's not big.
Right.
But it's beautiful.
But you can have jet skis and speedboats.
A lot of pontoons.
The la-di-da crowd is
it
on
is
this. Okay.
La-di-da.
Sure.
So we walk a couple houses down, and the neighbor's got this gorgeous speedboat, jump in, and one of the people on the boat does the wakeboard, flipping around and all that. And then the other dude does the water ski.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
What's the sound for that?
Because you get out in the wake. You get outside of the wake. And then you come back over. So I said to myself, "Self, you're 61 years old. You know how. Ask for a turn." I said, "You know what? Can I give it a shot? Can I try to water ski?"
Okay, I wasn't sure if you knew the wakeboard or
water ski.
Okay.
So we got the skis
Let's go.
On. We got the skis on, and, you know, it had to be tight because I don't want them to slip off.
Yep.
And it took three tries. I mean, at first I was like, didn't have it, you know, vroom, and I dropped it.
Yeah. It's been a long time, though.
Long time. But fourth try, he said, "Oh, you want to just give it up?" I said, "No, I got the feeling now, my legs, my arms," and I got up, went around the whole lake.
Oh, that's great.
I was so proud of myself. Oh, my gosh. I was so proud
you
of
should
myself.
Be.
Because, you know, I could have just said, "No, I'm not going to do it."
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. You water ski, right?
I was very average, but I wasn't much one skier. But I haven't done it in a long, long time either.
Your arms, my arms are still sore just from the holding so tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was terrific.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And
it's also great that you said, "No, I'm not ducking out.
Yeah.
I'm going to try this a couple times and I'll do it."
That's right.
It's really the key, if you haven't done it in a while, I always think is just be patient.
Yeah.
Like, because that sensation where you're getting pulled up, if you haven't done it in a while, you're like, "Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You know, just lean back. And let it happen.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. It was terrific. And the guy who had the boat was a la-di-da.
Yeah, sure.
Plenty rich.
Yeah.
With a boat and single. And I'm like, "Oh,
here we go.
Guys.
Good-looking guy?
Good-looking. Fairly good-looking.
Teeth?
Yeah. Teeth. Nice teeth.
Good teeth.
But then I was dissuaded by some of the people that...
Oh, that he's a jerk?
Well, just sort of not ready for... Like, okay, he's a bachelor. He has a great life. He lives half the time here and half the time in the winter somewhere else. But, so then I'm just in the boat. I'm like, I'm going to weigh this now. Somewhere warm in the winter, boats, you know...
I mean, you're going pretty far to what's it going to be like when we live together off just time in the boat.
I know, and no, absolutely zero connection. Like, I don't even think he looked at me.
Did you talk to him at all?
You know, three or four sentences.
Yeah.
Nothing big. Anyway, it was just kind of a fun weekend.
Okay, but normally
thoroughly
you
enjoyed it.
Okay, normally
that
you
would be underrated.
Would just go up and start talking to him.
Yeah, I didn't really sense the...
A vibe?
Yeah, right. But the toys of someone...
Can we call him on the air right now and check and see?
No, but if you are wealthy... One thing this person said that I thought was interesting was about being wealthy and making $1 million.
Yeah.
And he said money is not all... Money does not guarantee happiness. He said, because when you get $1 million, you want two. And then if you have two, that doesn't necessarily solve all your problems.
No.
Emotionally.
Or you wake up today and you once had $2 million and now you have like 500,000.
Right, with the flipping market. Don't look at it. So my underrated is water skiing. So if
water
anyone
skiing.
Wants to text her,
yeah.
Have you done it this year? What's your favorite? Do you do one ski, two skis, waterboard?
Who is the most famous water skier from Minnesota?
Oh, my
gosh. Do we have like a definitive water skiing Minnesotan? Nobody really comes to mind for me.
Huh.
Somebody will, though. 651-461-9226. Okay, I know Dave has a lot. I have a lot. Can we jump and take a break, or do you have one last one real quick?
No, go ahead. Let's take a break and get you guys involved in the show.
We'll do
that. It is your show.
Thank you. 15 past one on your water skiing leader, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ralph Samuelson is credited with inventing water skiing in 1922 in Lake City, Minnesota.
What?
Samuelson was 18 years old at the time, was inspired by snow skiing and his own skiing. He built his first pair of skis from 2 8-foot long pine boards and used scrap leather for foot binders, sash cord, and an iron ring for the rope handle. Wow.
Dang. So we are famous in the state of Minnesota.
We are. All right, let's go, Dave. What do you got?
What do you got?
Ooh, a lot going on. Had some water skiing over the last week. Not myself, because I'm not into it, but just a great week on the lake up north. Underrated, I mean, 6 days of gorgeous weather, perfect lake weather the entire week, having the kids have a blast on the water. 7-year-old trying to get, you know, well, she got up every time, but trying to water ski, pulling the tubes, doing the whole thing. It was a phenomenal week, a very underrated week. Overrated, however, the part of the week that involved, I'll be honest, 99% mostly my wife trying to take care of our dog back at home who was having diarrhea all week long.
Oh no.
And the first time dog sitter who loves dogs, doesn't own a dog, probably traumatized for life, as well as our carpet, which is now traumatized for life.
Oh, no.
Coming back
what
to that.
What a bummer.
Not a great week for the old boy, but...
That, I don't know, how did that damper your your little getaway?
A little bit. Yeah. Little bit.
How would it not?
Right?
Yes, it certainly did. I'll be honest. Like I said, my wife took care of most of it. She's got amazing friends, one of which is a vet who came over and checked him out and just, you know, I think he's okay. It's just, you know, something, stomach bug going on, and other friends that came over to help out when the dog sitter was out at work or needed to be somewhere, they'd, you know, get him outside, take him for a quick walk and bring over some chicken and rice. Amazing friends. But boy, it does dampen it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, dogs are amazing. Mm-hmm. Dogs are great. Dogs are a lot of work.
They are.
And unpredictable.
Mm.
Right? It's just, it's a part of the deal.
Yeah. You know. It is 100% part of the deal. Yeah. Underrated was doing 65 miles on the bike in the Tour de Tatanka on Saturday.
Yes.
The event, tremendously well organized.
Wow.
It was great. Let's get a little bigger arrows on the signs pointing to where you have to go. That would help so you don't have to make that last second decision. But other than that, it was phenomenal. Overrated. As you know, I do this for a charity purpose, fundraising.
Tell people why.
Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. This is our 9th race that we've done on their behalf. Half marathons, triathlons. This was our first long bike ride. My wife and I, she suffers from both ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a wonderful thing in our lives to have it. And I mean that with every bit of my heart. It's been wonderful to do these things and raise money. We've raised over $70,000 now through 9 races. It's been great. And Friday, I put out one more social media message on Facebook and X, Twitter, just saying, hey, one day to go. If you've been meaning to make a donation, let's go. And overrated is the bozo, the clown, Jamoke. Can we go with Jamoke, too?
Sure.
That one just popped in my head.
I like it.
Who responded with, get off the roads!
I think jackass. My
wow.
Get your bikes off the road. Stay on the path.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me give you great, great, great credit for what you guys have done.
Thank you.
For Crohn's and colitis. You have devoted so much of your time for this, not just because of Lindsay's health, but to help others. In participating in events, going places, organizing, coming up with great prizes, bravo to you. I mean that all sincerely.
Thank you.
It's great work because it would be very easy just to get in your cocoon and do what you're doing for your family. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. But you've moved above and beyond that many, many times, which makes me proud to be your friend.
Thank you.
Oh.
I really appreciate it. And this one was very cool because this was the first race that we've been a part of that's had a team of people coming from around the country to Minnesota. So we got to play tour guide yesterday with some of the folks that were hanging around, do some fun stuff. Last one quickly. I think underrated, since we were talking professional wrestling briefly last segment, I think I missed my calling. I think I could have been a tremendous professional wrestler. Because
announcer, manager, or actual wrestler?
I think a wrestler, because I learned during the ride.
It's an amazing thing to realize when you're 40 years old.
Yeah, well, it's a little late, but not
I mean, Kamala just realized at one point she was black. So, I mean,
wow.
I mean, according to Donald Trump, she just woke up one day and said, hey, I think I'll be black.
Have you ever, either of you, ridden a bike when you're actually clipped into the pedals with the shoes?
Yes.
I have not, and it terrifies me. I would be trapped.
Kathleen's bike, which I used at the Western White House, that's how you had to do it.
I got a bike secondhand a few months ago, and that's the bike I rode for the race, and it was the first time I'd ever had to clip in. So I've done it a few times now leading up.
This makes you a professional wrestler?
No, it does, because about 30 miles in as we were coming
you
to a
wiped
stop,
out?
I unclipped my right and was then forgetting that I unclipped my right, and I leaned left. And left was still hooked up. I take a tremendous bump.
Oh.
Right on the backside, head kept up.
Ow.
No blood, no scrapes, right back up. I'm tremendous. I got a nice bruise if you want to take a look at it.
I don't think you should take credit for falling like some sort of buffoon.
A great bump.
I don't know.
Great bump.
All right. Let me jump in. Nancy Pelosi suggesting that Joe Biden is Mount Rushmore-like.
Look at him.
Okay.
He just almost tripped on the lawn.
He's moving as fast as Mount Rushmore.
Can I quote Lloyd Benson talking about Dan Quayle? I knew Jack Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy. Joe, you're no Teddy Roosevelt.
Sorry.
Get out of here on that. I mean, talk about losing your credibility.
Right.
If you believe in Nancy's credibility. Are we still trying to kiss up to him because he left the race? Is that what that's all about? Just so he feels better about himself?
I think so.
It's just ridiculous. All right, let's get to it. The pole vaulter and his penis. I don't know if this is overrated. I don't know if this is underrated. I don't know if it's properly
not
rated.
Sure which category.
Whatever category you decide, if you haven't seen the video by now, you're not on social media. You're just not. You're not.
Okay.
And go ahead. What happened to CCO? Go ahead. We're not going.
We're talking Olympics.
At least for this segment, we're not going anywhere. We could be fired during the traffic weather. I have no idea. The individual, I don't know his name, clears the, up until his thighs, he's clearing the bar.
Mm-hmm.
His penis hits the bar and knocks it down. Correct, Dave? There's no disputing what caused the bar to go down.
As he was going over.
Yeah, he's...
see the feet, you know, feet first, and feet then he's first, coming yeah. over.
It's on the way up. Mm-hmm. It's on the way down.
And you see the bar come down with the reverberation in his midsection of where the bar hit.
Lower yes. Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, my.
So I don't know. I mean, it's crushing that his pursuit of a gold medal is over. He probably's now had 10,000 date offers. I don't know. I don't know what's happened.
Oh, God.
But how'd you like to be known now as the penis pole vaulting guy?
The penis pole vaulting.
Dave Proorkon, penis pole vaulting guy.
Maybe there's worse things.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, that's true.
It's embarrassing for him. I mean, I would think.
Yeah, or maybe he's proud of it. I have no idea.
Yeah, but you worked that hard. Yeah. I'd strap it down if I was in
Excuse
trouble.
Excuse me?
I think there's great endorsement opportunities we're not thinking of.
Can that be on the instant replay, too? I'd strap it down? I mean, what happened to CCO?
Sorry.
The folks who are Tim Harlow wrote about this. The folks who are stopping on the highway to watch fireworks, you should lose your license for a year. They're fireworks. You can't just pull over on the side of the highway and go, ooh, ah. First of all, fireworks are fine. In fact, maybe they're better than fine. But you've seen them before. And to cause an enormous traffic jam by stopping on the highway for the fireworks, Dave Harrigan, I make you, who was the guy? Matt Langer? Wasn't that the
yeah,
guy?
Colonel Langer. Yep, Colonel Langer.
Okay, I make you Colonel Matt Langer Jr. What sort of punishment are you giving these folks?
Are we talking state highway or interstate?
You get to pick and choose.
State highway, I think you stop.
I think it was 35.
No, interstate, you don't stop.
You can't stop on the highway.
Interstate, you got to keep it moving. State highway, I think you're fine. Stop.
You just get to stop.
Yeah, I mean,
do you pull over or do you just stop right in the middle of the road?
You pull over for sure.
I think you pull over in case of an emergency, but I think it's nice to let your fellow commuters know that, hey, we got a nice little sight out the starboard side of my vehicle.
Get out of here, starboard.
Starboard side.
I'm so sick of the NBC shots of Hoda and Savannah Guthrie sitting with the parents, cheering on the family.
It's great.
It's just so disingenuous.
How about Snoop Dogg?
I love him because he's funny.
He is funny.
And you know what? Hoda and Savannah seem like likable individuals, and I don't doubt they would like to see the Americans win, but it's just too contrived with the cameras on.
Oh, Hoda was hanging with Suni Lee's family.
Her hair looks crazy. She looks like Tina Turner hair.
Tina Turner, great hair, by the way.
Some of that spiky stuff I didn't like.
Q was stung by a bee.
No way!
On Saturday.
First time ever?
First time he's been stung by a bee.
And was he just horrified?
Well, his father, remain nameless, said, because he just had been bit by a mosquito 2 weeks before, right? Kathleen turned into like he had broken his back. He arrived at the, and it was
big
an interesting. He's got like a bandage on him like he had broken his elbow. I'm like, what happened to him? He's got a mosquito bite. I'm like, would you knock it off? I took that bandage off instantly. And Quinny's like, Mom said I should keep it on. I'm like, well, Mom's wrong. So he says to me, I was bit by a bug. And I'm like, you're okay. You're okay. You're going to be fine. And then he's a tough sucker. He is.
He puts up with so much pain.
Way tough. He's had so much pain. And now I'm about to go down the slide. And all of a sudden, I see the bees. I'm like, oh, no. And I go over there, and I can see it swelling up.
Mm.
Thankfully, it went down. But again, I call Kathleen and her mom. When I'm trying to boost his spirit, you're going to be fine. you're going to be great. And these two on the phone are like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you going to be okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? I'm like, hello, a little positivity. He's going to be okay. But that kid of mine is so tough.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Bees. I know they, you know, they pollinate a lot of stuff.
They're annoying, especially this
they're
time
annoying.
Of year.
Get out of here.
This time of year in particular, they're crazy.
They are crazy. And by the way, they die, right? The sting, that's it?
Then
that's
they're, it.
They're
yep.
done?
Mm-hmm.
Can we coach them up a little bit?
Right? Come on.
Coach them up and say, hey, it's really not worth it.
It's a tough little trick Mother Nature played on the bee. Do you think the bee knows?
That they're going to bite it after they see
I someone? Don't think the other bees know.
Mm-mm.
They should witness this and say, well, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake.
I upset this giant enemy of ours, and then you die.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem the way to go. Yeah,
oh, so he's all right.
Money.
It did go down.
Yeah, it went down dramatically.
Okay, good.
And then I went after the bees with the water and the nest.
And went
like for the next hour and a half.
Good.
So
they deserve it.
Yeah, every bee. You're dead to me.
You're
right
dead
now.
To me.
I'm coming for you. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, have a good one.
A political potpourri starting with this. Who is the vice president Kamala Harris appealing to? If she's appealing to the left, she should take Tim Walz. She should. Tim Walz, former centrist, those days are long gone. He is governed as a lefty, including with the trifecta. So she wants to secure the left and say, we're just going to win it by energizing the hardcore of a base, then she should pick Tim Walz. If she wants to appeal to more of the center, thank you. That's where I am. Pick Josh Shapiro. Who do you want her to pick? Who do you think she should pick? Who gives her the best chance to win? And again, does it matter? Because it's a vice presidential selection. It's 34 past 1. I want you to chime in on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.